I'm sorry, man. I just, I don't know what
happened.
I was sitting there.
You ready to go? You ready to do this?
I think we said before my phone kicks me out again.
Let me talk. Let's talk about this real quick. There's a big controversy going on in Utah at a Utah school. A bunch of kids walked out of the school because I'm talking about the furry controversy.
The furries.
Eddie knows all about the furries. Eddie has many furry friends. He's a furry supporter. Listen, the kids are walking out of this school in Utah because they are being apparently harassed by the furries, okay? They're apparently being bit, scratched, barked at. Febreze is being sprayed on them. Apparently cat litter is being brought into the bathrooms. This is not a joke, people. This is for real.
Wait. This is real.
This is not the onion, yes. Kids in Utah are walking out of the school, and the principal has come out and said, "Oh, that's not happening. That's not true. I mean, we have furries in here, but they're not barking at anybody or howling at anybody or scratching anybody."
The furries, the teachers, the janitors, the kitchen staff.
No, I watched a video of the kids at the picket line, like if they're outside of the factory in the 1920s.
Bro, kids are protesting.
Get the furries out of here. And they're like, yeah, they're biting us and they're scratching us and they're barking at us and stuff. So it seems to be going down right now. The principal, like I said, is claiming that that's not the case. He's like, well, there's furries here, but they're not doing anything like that. Let me tell you what. I don't buy that guy for a second. There were mad kids out there. It wasn't like there were two. The whole, like, two, at least two classes were out there being like, we've had enough. We're about to put them down. We're about to take them to the vet and put them down right now if you don't get them out of here. Okay? And I believe them. I saw a video of one of the furries wiling out, and they were like, I believe the principal was like, well, we allow them to express themselves, but they don't wear, like, the big outfits and stuff. And literally, like, the next shot was one of the kids. They were like, oh, this is Gretchen. She's a furry. She had the whole head. And if she had, like, the mascot, she's like, yeah, I'm a furry. And she was actually, I think she was saying, like, basically, like, they're on that kind of time, but I don't be doing
bro,
it. I don't be biting
America
people.
America is done. America,
we're
goodbye.
Done.
All we need is to tell the furries in the front line of every war. They can take a few bullets for us.
Well, you know, they're like 10, so I don't know if we can do that. They're a little under the age range, I think. They're like 13,
do we even
maybe?
Have furry
they're
law
like 13.
Protection?
They have furry law protection at that school.
How would we know if they're all in mascot suits, though? You know what I mean? We all gear them up in their mascot suits. Nobody will know.
Send them out. Yeah, apparently.
Yeah,
we just call these
like our little midget soldiers, little reds.
And the kids were pissed because they're like, yo, we can't even wear Halloween costumes on Halloween, but they're allowed to wear this stuff every day. I believe these kids. There was a bunch of them outside. Like I said, they were coherent. They were articulate.
We call the soldiers little TikTok. Little TikToks.
I'm believing them. And they need to shut
this
down.
Where are the parents in all this? Who's letting their kid go to school with a mascot head on?
Listen, do you see how many adult furries there are? They probably
white folks. And it's so fucking weird, man.
White folks.
You gotta blame the
school. Bro, first of all, you don't gotta remind me, bro. You don't have to remind me that my people are freaks, okay?
Shame. You gotta blame the school. Because you should not be allowed to wear such garments. You should not be allowed to walk in dressed like a fox and piss on somebody in the hallway. It's out of control. Listen, there's nothing wrong.
I would punch the mascot head off of somebody's head if they tried to pee on me, bro.
There is nothing wrong at all. We grew up in the era of emo, of goth, of juggalo, of all. The furries were kind of like there, but I don't think it was that popping when we were in high school.
No, it was like a weird thing.
But,
we thought
I think
there
were any furries in our school. I think we lucked
out. No, we didn't have any in our school. But with that being said, right, I have no problem with a good subculture at all. If I was running a school, you could come in with the black nail polish, with a choker. You know, listen, if you want to wear a headband with like some cat ears or something frilly like that, I got no problem with that. When you come in with the whole head and you start scratching people, you gotta go. That should not be allowed. And now they're on this whole, well, they have freedom of expression. They can identify however they want. Well, you can do that after the bell.
This is what's interesting to me is that it shows, like, to me that no one knows how to train their pets. Like, don't they know if you try to train your pet, the best way to train your dog is to beat it.
You got to train these kids. Yeah, I was thinking like.
I think you're making a leap there. Because these are not animals. These are people.
Do you want to get us kicked off of YouTube? How do they train their pets?
It doesn't matter. It's how they're parenting.
Pastor, these are pets. These aren't children.
These people, Pastor, I don't think you understand. These people literally want to be animals. Like they think they are. They want to
hold
be.
On,
they're
hold on.
Like
hold
them.
On.
Let's treat them like them. Put the shock collars on.
You're gonna get us canceled. You're gonna get us thrown off of YouTube. You guys need to shut it down right now. These kids identify as animals, and that's what they are. You better stop, okay? Because I'm not getting kicked off for you guys. They are animals. That's it. They identify as a fox. They're a fox.
Don't yell at me. I was agreeing with you.
No, I'm telling Pastor, you're saying that they're not animals. They're animals. That's it.
They're animals. And hey, until they acquire the rights that they deserve, we must make sure that they understand it's civilized creatures.
Can you what?
Can we create them?
Diagnosable.
They need to
listen. You know what I mean? You know, like when you leave like for vacation, you put your dog up and they're just in a crate.
Somewhere. Oh, kennel?
Yeah. Can we just like put them all in kennels and teach them from there?
I don't think they need.
I think that's a great idea.
Freedom
beings.
What I think is the kids that are getting bit and stuff. They need to treat them like the animals they are. Like if it's a cat, you need to spray it with a water gun. If it's a dog, you know, hit it with a newspaper. Do it, yeah, like Eddie said, put the shock collar on it. Do what you got to do to train it.
Thomas, let me tell you something. If a dog runs up and bites you in the street, they're going to put that dog down,
EJ, you still know those locations, those internment camps that they used to use on black folks? We can use those as kennels.
Why are you asking me?
Yeah, why would he know? You don't even know. You don't even know what's down the street.
Not any white person here. Why can't you ask him?
Eddie don't even know what's down the block, bro.
You're asking the pastor.
This is out of control. It's ridiculous. And meanwhile, we got kids in there pissing on walls and shit and using litter boxes, the kids in China are learning how to learning how to put a gun back together and take it apart in 30 seconds.
They're learning rocket science and
third grade.
They're busy
calculus in third grade
in their costumes.
They're bouncing a basketball with each hand while doing calculus while like reading another kid's mind.
Yep. Well, all kids worry about what colored tails they're wearing today.
They're like, you know, they're getting internships at Tesla and they're like in second grade. Meanwhile, our kids are barking.
Yeah.
Humanity, or at least not humanity, but America is definitely done. The future is bleak.
I was a hardcore. Anybody can attest to this. I was a hardcore juggalo in middle school and high school.
You really fucking was.
But you didn't see me walking in with my face paint. I wasn't spraying anybody with a Faygo. I wasn't out here, you know, doing
something. Pretty close to the Faygo thing.
I wore my T-shirt. Hey.
You actually were spraying Faygo. Just probably
house. That I was out of school. That was off school property. That was all school property.
And you got a juggalo tattoo. Like, there's no arguing.
I'm saying what I did did not hinder upon anybody else's school experience.
No.
I'm saying I didn't walk in and do anything crazy. You know,
you did just wake up and be like, "What's up, motherfuckers?" You did do that.
Well, you know, I had to express myself a little bit. So there you go. We're with the kids on the front lines. Whatever you need, we're gonna ride through. We're gonna send the food trucks out there. We're gonna help you pick it. We got to get this handled because this is out of control. Send these kids to like a special furry school, like their own. You know, segregate them. Put them. I think that's called.
They need to walk 10 miles to school and drink from separate water fountains or bowls like the rest of us.
I think that
go through the real American experience before you start asking for shit.
I think that what we're referring to is a mental institution, though. So I think they have one of those schools already. You can just send them there. What we need to do is we need to start sending our kids to like China for like a month and to show them what real work is. You know what I mean?
That's can we bring segregation back and just put the furries all in one room?
I think that's
what and then they have their own lunchtime. Like they don't even see the other kids at all.
They'll just be tearing each other apart.
There's a few groups I wouldn't
you
mind.
You can't put wolves
and
you know cats and cows together. It would get too crazy.
So Mo, what is your list of who you would segregate?
Bleep everything.
Everything going on today. Anybody under the age of like 25 right now? Whatever.
Pastor, you missed it before you got here. Already segregated me. He said I got kicked out of the group because I don't have an iPhone.
No, we agree with that. That we agree with. Yeah, Android users should live in their own world. Really.
Oh
yeah.
My God! You see? You see? Their
own planet.
Listen. A couple of years ago, I would have defended you, but no, I'm with them.
You're an Apple head now. Right. You got the watch. You probably got the goggles. Oh, set, he got the bag,
yeah. He's pretty close. He's too far he's gone. He's further than us.
Not get the headset, bro. Please.
If you got an Apple watch, you're equivalent to a furry to me. You're with the furries with that. You're out of control. And listen, before I move on from the segment, I got zero problem if you're a furry and you're doing your business outside of school grounds. And even if, listen, if you want to identify as a furry, you want to walk around with some kind of, you know, some kind of garb and some kind of memorabilia that's not over the top and not going to, you know, hinder anybody's school experience. I got no problem with that. But what they're describing in the school, you can't get that crazy.
Maybe we need to, like, truly appreciate their experience by dressing up as furries.
I don't want
to
do this.
We can all be furries here on the pod together.
I think Joe Rogan did that, and they took the heads off in like 30 seconds. It was too hot in there. It was sweating their asses off. We have a death to report, okay? A big death happened in the world recently. O.J. Simpson has passed away. And let me tell you, I have not seen one RIP yet. I have not seen one like rest in peace, or you know, I haven't seen one picture of him as like an angel or anything like that.
Not even as a cup of orange juice.
I've never seen anything like that. I think that would be funny.
Fresh squeeze.
We're all on the same wavelength here with how we feel about that. I think everybody woke up and was like, either who cares or you know, awesome. Let me say, we have an expert. This is like Fox or CNN. We bring on experts and correspondents here. You may not think this guy's an expert, but we have an expert on the OJ case with us right now. This man has studied the OJ case meticulously through the lens of Howard Stern, but either way, he has studied the lens of the OJ case meticulously, dotted every T, dotted every I, crossed every T. Eddie, how do you feel about the death of OJ?
I am glad. I'm glad. Good for him.
What is happening? Is OJ really
good? About damn time.
Wait, hold on. Mo, do you know who OJ is?
I know who OJ is. Did he really do it? Is that confirmed that he really did it?
No, do you know he died, right?
Yes, I know he died, but did he really kill the woman?
Uh-oh.
I mean, the jury said
Pastor, sit back and let...
Just because a jury says no doesn't mean that they're not wrong.
I mean, so show me the evidence, EJ.
The evidence is the blood. Why is there blood in his house? Why is there blood in his car? Why is it not just his blood? It's his blood, his wife's, and that dude that got killed. Why are all the bloods congregating together? Is what I want to know.
Wasn't there a shoe?
No, it was socks. It was socks.
Oh, okay.
Bloody socks.
Who's socks?
His socks.
He just had bloody socks?
Well, blood on his socks. They weren't like soaking.
He stubbed his toe at the golf course.
Another thing. They tried to say that he was too injured from his football years. Like, oh, he's got arthritis. But that motherfucker was golfing every day. And a little bit before the trial, he made an exercise tape. So how is he not fit enough to kill someone if he's doing exercise tapes and golfing every day?
Now you know you're retarded.
Above his head, but he's golfing like real golfing. You know, where you whap. You know what I mean?
You gotta move your hips. You ain't that old if you gotta move your hips that hard.
There's no fucking way, bro.
So, Mo, you are not convinced that OJ is the killer.
Go ahead, Mo. Go ahead. What is your opinion on
Mo's question was, have they proved it beyond the shadow of a doubt? And they have not.
Right. But I think everybody knows what happened there. And then he wrote the book, If I Did It.
Well, he wrote that book probably because he had humor. You know, that's something a funny guy would do.
He was a funny guy. That's true. You got to give him that. He was a funny. Like when that reporter was interviewing him, and he was like, "Oh, He's like, I'm gonna be back with a surprise, and he came back with like a knife, and he was like trying to like fake stabbing her. He's like,
very funny.
He was a funny guy. That you gotta give.
He was a mid actor. He was a mid football player. He was a great murderer, though. He got away with it.
Wow.
Hey,
Crow is not convinced. Know. Crow is so who did it then?
Who knows?
Okay. There's another thing, right? There was another thing that this apparently there was supposedly a witness that said that she saw four dudes with ski caps on, right? And eventually they found out she was lying just to get clout for being on the OJ case.
Ooh.
So how many other people you think were lying just to be in the spotlight?
I don't think anybody is lying.
Didn't they have that juror?
Justice for all but one.
Didn't they have that juror that was like, oh, I'm just letting him off because he's black? Remember that lady?
I would believe that.
They had that interview. She was like, I'm not locking up.
A few years ago, there was a case where a young black person actually was killed by somebody within the community, and they felt like they had no justice. And she was one of the jury and said when asked the question, was this like race influence? She answered us, yes. I did see some document about that.
Pastor, you were around at this time. You were a very, you were coherent. Yeah,
did you
and
drink
sentient.
The juice?
You were sentient at the time. What did you think about the juice?
What did I think about?
Yeah, what do you think about the moon landing? I mean, really?
You think that's fake too?
Of course. What do you think about the OJ trial? Yes, when you were around, when you were, you lived through it. You're, you know, a little older than us. What were your thoughts while it was going on? Bring us back in time.
I was surrounded by so many people who wanted OJ's head that I kind of started falling into the camp of the people who were like, he is innocent before he's proven guilty.
All right, Pastor. If he's so innocent, why was he driving away from the police? An innocent man would stop and plead his case, not drive away.
Maybe not.
What? As a black man, we all
But you're forgetting one thing, Crow. You're forgetting one thing, Crow.
Chasing us.
He was rich. He's not just
running.
Any...
He was running for the LA police, wasn't racism. He? And we know how the LA police treat people with melanin.
Oh, yeah, but let's not forget about Rodney King. Let's not forget about that.
Listen, rich doesn't mean no racism.
Yeah, but you, okay, you think they were going to beat up OJ? He was, like, wealthy and famous. They're not going to do that to OJ. I wouldn't believe that. That would be too hot.
Hey, listen.
That would be too hot.
I'm saying that.
I've heard stories of Ray Charles
getting stuck. I'm not saying they won't do it. I think they'll do it to somebody in less prominence, so it won't be, you know, not a big deal. I already know how the LAPD rolls.
A nigga is still a nigga to... to some people.
So what did you think at the time? So you were team OJ.
I went back and forth. I still go back and forth.
Okay.
And the thing about it is that I mean, people can be as mad at OJ as they want to be. I mean, if you were around during that time and you really wanted to see OJ convicted, the prosecution was constantly giving you a headache.
Okay.
Because when they handed him that glove to put on his hand, and that glove didn't fit, that was
if it don't fit, you must acquit.
And he was acquitted by that court. So in the United States, he is acquitted.
Damn.
No matter what anybody thinks or no matter what anybody wants to say, he is innocent.
No. He's acquitted. That doesn't mean he's innocent. They just said he was innocent. It doesn't mean anything. You know? So what about the innocent people that get sent to jail? Are they guilty just because they got sent to jail? I think not. They got falsely charged.
All right, well, you know what?
They got played. So if innocent people can go to jail, then I think a criminal can escape jail.
I'll tell you that, you know, the whole thing was compelling, you know, to have followed it like on a daily basis or, you know, being at work and, you know, watching parts of the trial or hearing parts of the trial. The Chase was definitely fantastic television.
Great television.
How about this though? What about this? Riddle me this. What? He's a wife beater. Well, is that not? Is that not? You know, make you lean towards maybe he did it.
He beat his wife. Really? He was beating the woman recordings. He killed. Apparently, allegedly.
Yes, yes. There's recordings of Nicole calling the police, saying, "Yo, he hit me. He's scaring me. He's threatening me." What about that? Is that
no one told her to put her hands up? No. That's not funny. God. That's not funny. That's not funny. Wait.
Lord have mercy.
No.
You know what I mean?
I have to make an admission. I really have to make an admission.
Okay, let's hear it, pal.
I'm not glad he's dead, but I'm glad he's dead.
All right.
Because maybe. Maybe we won't hear about this again for a long time.
We won't hear about it again.
Were we really hearing about it? I didn't really hear about it when he was alive anymore. It was like in the fucking.
He got a lot of
interviews.
My man was out before he died,
and it would pop back up. And
before he died, he was out and about just fine. He was on podcasts, like everybody was just chilled. Like people loved him.
Yeah, but then didn't he go through that thing where he tried to steal back his memorabilia?
Oh, you mean like in 08?
And huh?
You mean like in 08 or like 2010?
Well,
that was mad long ago.
Yeah. Well, he still.
What does that
got to
do with anything? What does that got to do with him killing abroad? Allegedly.
Well, he wants his shit because a family member, somebody had his stuff and he wanted that. They auctioned it out. And...
Oh, okay. But what does that do with this? What does that do with this moment right now? I'm saying. What is that?
Oh, I don't know. What he was trying to say.
I'm just saying it bubbled and broiled up, but you know, and it was just so long ago. It's just one of those things where, I mean, from my perspective, you know, it's water long under the bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
And people go, well, what about the parents of the victim? And that, well, that's, I have nothing to do with that. You know, it's just, we heard about it. We have heard about it multiple times over the years. And perhaps OJ has reconciled with his maker. And
we pray that Nicole is happier and with a better man.
She's dead, bro. I heard, allegedly, this is what I've heard, that everybody in the room when he was dying had to sign an NDA. Let me see if that's true. I saw that reported somewhere.
Really?
That's what I was reading about that.
Damn, my man gave a deathbed confession.
OJ, NDA, let's see. I'm pretty sure I read that. I might be wrong. New York Post. New York Post, all of O.J. Simpson's kids, including two with murdered wife Nicole, at his side in final days, friends, family, and were forced to sign NDAs. So what do you think he said there that required an NDA? I love you all.
Now you know you're
retarded. I'm sorry, I killed your mother.
Now you know you're retarded.
Yeah, he said, you know, peace be with you all. Oh, but don't let that out. NDA. Yeah, okay. Sure, buddy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he gave them the recipe for angel dust.
Sure. Yeah, the thing. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
So my question is,
taught him how to build a crock pot bomb.
My question is, does an NDA stand if the person that made you sign it is dead now?
Yes.
Yeah, who's suing him? The estate?
Yeah, who's going to sue?
you never know what's tied to those bills, bro.
Is the lawyer that got him off still alive? Isn't that the Kardashian's father?
No.
Who is
he's
that?
Dead.
What was his name again?
Johnny Cochran.
Okay, yeah. So he's not around to keep that.
He died of brain cancer.
Oh.
And that was the first.
Oh, damn, because he knew the truth and then turned it to cancer. He's
rotting his brain.
No, that was the first time that you heard somebody allege that the cancer may have been a result of cell phone use.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Because he was on his phone a lot. And
big business.
Somebody was saying that they thought the glasses that he wore, you know, their metal frame glasses and the cell phone, they thought that that's how he how the cancer developed in his brain.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never heard that.
R.I.P. man. I'm not mad at him. He was just doing his job.
R.I.P. to the cock. Nah. Big cock. Got him. Got OJ off. Got a bunch of bread. Spawned the Kardashians. I mean, he left.
From what I remember.
What a beautiful legacy he left, huh? The Kardashians, OJ. I mean, this guy really was just a beautiful, beautiful mark on society.
I think he was getting paid $700 an hour on that case.
Oh man, I get $700. I get you off too.
$700 an hour.
I'll get you off. I'll get you out of any situation. You pay me $700 an hour.
You know what's crazy is I was before this. I was listening to a tape that OJ recorded when he was like locked up during the trial. I guess when they were having like an intermission, so he had to go to jail for a little bit, and he was pretty much saying that fucking. What the fuck? He said what the fuck? Why can't I remember now?
You just listened to it too, didn't you?
I did.
You were just freshening up on your OJ trial.
He's genuinely trying.
While you think of that, didn't you have a problem with the judge? You didn't like the judge, right?
Judge Ego? I mean, I know his name's Ito, but
it's Alito, wasn't it? Alito?
I thought it was Ito, but we call him Judge Ego because my man wanted all the cameras in there. And there was that moment, right, where two of the jurors got shown for a second and he was thinking about cutting the cameras and everybody was like, he ain't going to cut the fucking cameras. He's eating good right now on the TV.
What happened to him after that? Did he?
And apparently, Larry King stopped by. And got a private meeting with the judge.
OJ, did you
so
do it?
OJ had to go back and sit in jail for a little bit. Well, Larry King talked to Judge Ego.
I mean, got the suspended.
Very strange. He wouldn't talk to me if I walked in there, though.
Tell me, did you do it?
Why would he need to talk to you?
But that's my point. Why does he have to talk to Larry King? What does Larry King have to do with this? This is my point, Mo. You're proving my point.
It was a circus. It was a media circus. Out of control. You're a big fan of the lore. You have any final words about this? Anybody?
Hold on, I'm trying to remember. What the fuck did?
So, Crow, you are undecided, and Pastor, you are still undecided.
Yes.
Hey, I am leaning towards that he did it, especially now that the NDAs are, the ink has dried on the NDAs. Like I said, what do you think he said? Come on. Let's go. Let's get it together here.
Hey, listen, if another football player does the same thing and it's happened again, he's been reincarnated and he's doing it all again. And we can just say OJ did it the first time.
Well, football player, we have Aaron Hernandez, right? But OJ wasn't dead at that time. Aaron Hernandez was another wild one, right? Did he kill his wife?
We gotta wait another
30
years for a reincarnation.
Didn't he kill his wife and hang himself, right? Aaron Hernandez? What did he do again?
Oh my goodness, I forgot that whole story. This was weird.
He was a wild
guy. This was a whole thing. He was supposedly bisexual. He was
like a bunch
crazy.
Of people died around him before the big one. Apparently, like they were looking into him, and like a bunch of people got shot around him for a couple months.
I gotta watch that documentary again.
Me too. I never watched it, but I keep seeing TikToks about it. And I was like, I heard he was a wild guy. He used to like grab his cock at the lockers and like wave it around, all kind of shit. Very sane guy.
That's what they called wild. Don't they do worse there?
Well, I mean, that was just, I mean, I don't think anybody appreciated seeing that. I don't think anybody, you know, this isn't Jackass.
You can only smack each other's asses when one was looking.
They were saying he would do some pretty outlandish things. Well, there you go. OJ has passed away. Whether you love him, whether you hate him, whether you believe it, whether you don't believe it, the man is gone, and we will truly never know unless somebody decides to break the NDA, which I hope somebody eventually does, and I think eventually somebody will. So there's like 5 people in that room, somebody's going to crack. And what's the worst that can happen? They're going to go to prison? You can't go to prison for an NDA, right? You just like
you
it's
can
usually...
get, you, I think you can go, depending on the case, and you can get fined. You can definitely get fined.
I think it's always financial. Mm-hmm. I don't think you go to prison for an NDA. I've never heard of that.
I believe it depending on what you're breaking.
And a lot of people say
stuff like that.
An NDA is not even worth the paper it's written on. A lot of people have said that. Mm. A lot of people. Okay.
Let's look it up.
I mean, to be fair, it all depends on how it was written. It could just be a
yes.
A
that's what my point. It's depending on what the
really
contract is.
Holds no sure, water.
I'm sure OJ had it done meticulously. I'm sure.
And the judge's name was Ito. I-T-O. Yeah.
That's what we were saying.
Yeah, yeah. Ego. We call him Ego.
What'd you call him? What did you call him, Pastor?
I said Alito, and he's the Supreme Court judge.
Oh, that's what he's doing now?
No, it's two different people.
Oh, okay. What is Judge Ito up to these days? He's still eating good?
It says he's retired.
Oh, yeah, he probably retired after that case. That's it. That was the one. He was good after that. He was eating fine. But no matter what you feel about OJ, I think we could all have a unanimous feeling about this person that passed away. I've regrettably forgotten to bring this up every freaking show. This happened months ago. I think like February, I think. We have lost a great man, a very, very great man who has given so much to society. He has given us so many great things. Bill Post, the creator of Pop-Tarts, passed away at the age of 96.
What was his name?
Bill Post. He has given us Bill Post. You got headphones on, or you got your headphones on your ass?
I still don't understand what name you said.
Yeah, you're trolling me. This man has given us s'mores Pop-Tarts, strawberry Pop-Tarts, blueberry, however you feel about them, cinnamon Pop-Tarts. You know, some people like them. You think those are the best?
One of the best.
I wouldn't even say one of the best. For sure. I would not even know. What was your favorite Pop-Tart, EJ?
Yeah, probably the blueberry, honestly.
Blueberry is fine.
But it sounds like he lived a nice full life. 96? Hopefully we could all make it to 96.
He a rich ass 96 year old, he was.
Yeah, he invented the Post cereal company.
I figured that. Yeah. I figured that. So he gave us all the goodies that we're eating every morning that is killing us. Beautiful. We will probably not live to the age of 96.
Yeah, thanks to him, we won't make it to 96.
None of us are living to 96 thanks to Bill Post, but we still love you, buddy.
He gave us the greatest poisons ever.
We still love you. My favorite Pop-Tart, s'mores. Gotta say it. Whether you toast it, whether you freeze it, it's the best.
Hell, you freeze it.
You never froze a Pop-Tart before?
No,
I don't know. Freeze it. I'll throw it in the fridge, maybe, but not in the
freezer. Listen, monster.
Listen, Eggo Pop-Tart in the freezer. Take it
That's
out.
Crazy.
Magnificent. Don't even try it. Don't even try it.
Don't try it. Okay.
Now pass. No, don't even try me. I mean, you try the Pop-Tart. Don't try me. Don't come against me. Don't combat me. Now, Pastor, why don't you say your typical line that you love to say when we go to the grocery store every time you see a Pop-Tart?
Well, we found out. At one time, I mean, I remember seeing it on the box that there was that they used to put silica in the Pop-Tarts, which was sand, and that's why they came out so hot.
That's crazy.
I don't care. Give me that.
It makes so much sense.
Does
it?
I swear I saw silica on the box. I swear I saw it.
Well, while we're talking, you could do some research and see if it was there at one point. There's a lot of brands have changed their recipes over the years. I have a friend, Jessica. Shout out to Jessica, who's in love with Honey Smacks. And she claims that they had an ingredient in there years ago that made it taste extra delicious. And now they have taken that ingredient away. So now she says they suck. But the Aldi's brand of Honey Smacks, whatever they're called, I don't know what they're called, but I've had them and they taste delicious. So those are still very unhealthy for you, but they taste amazing. Now, while Pass is looking that up,
they have definitely taken out ingredients out of a lot of recipes.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Were you talking about how they changed the Kraft recipe?
We might have.
Yeah.
We might have.
Yeah, I was talking about that shit.
I don't know if it was on the show or not, but I know we were talking about you said they were changing Kraft, and I'm like, damn, son, they're going to fuck me up.
They might have. Well, it still tastes delicious to me. But like any great invention, any great thing can be turned for evil, can be used for malicious purposes. And we're going to see a great example.
Mascot uniforms.
Right. And we're going to see an example of that right now.
An Austin man is in jail after police say he assaulted a retail employee with a Pop-Tart. 33-year-old Jonathan Steele faces a second-degree felony robbery charge. Police say the assault happened at the Walgreens on South First Street in Stastny. According to arrest documents, a store employee accused Steele of shoplifting. That led to an argument between the two in the parking lot. Police say video captured the moment the altercation escalated and Steele threw a Pop-Tart at the employee, hitting them in the collarbone and actually causing what they say is a minor injury. Steele remains in jail this evening on a $1,500 bond.
First of all, I don't want nothing to do with this man.
All I said was let's start a GoFundMe. We got to bail this man out, bro.
And we're not doing that because I don't want nothing to do with this man who's throwing Pop-Tarts. This black man just said, hey, he didn't grow up poor enough. He's supposed to appreciate how expensive those fucking things are. He's just throwing them around.
Pop-Tarts are not cheap.
We ain't doing that good as a community. What the fuck are you doing throwing Pop-Tarts around?
Pop-Tarts are not
All right, so was it the whole box? Like, I can't even imagine, like, the box hurting somebody.
I think it was the whole box. It had to be the whole box. Yeah, I mean, the whole box would hurt you more than just one pack.
A whole box? Especially if you're going to BJ's, but they was at Walgreens.
And I don't think he had time to unpack it and all. He probably just tossed the box.
So you angry? He must have been. Maybe they put the fucking Pop-Tarts in the freezer, and that's what he was throwing.
Ice cold Pop-Tart?
Yeah, just like you.
He did say they were delicious.
That might hurt somebody. Well, just for the record, it doesn't freeze. It just gets really cold. It doesn't freeze at all. It doesn't turn like you can eat it immediately when you get it out of the freezer. By the way, it doesn't turn into like a
no way. What is this thing made of? You tell me it doesn't freeze.
No, I dead ass. Go put a Pop-Tart in the freezer. It will not freeze. It will just get mad cold.
Freeze.
No, it will not freeze. It will. You will not like be able to. Like, you won't take it out and then it'll be like ice. It'll just be really cold. Dead ass.
You know,
try it.
That's so cold enough that you can eat it, though.
Yeah, right out. Boop, done. Easy.
That's almost as fucked up as ice cream sandwiches can't melt.
Yeah, a few of them can't melt. It's pretty crazy, right? Not even.
What the fuck's in our food, bro?
Oh, we're all gonna die. We're all gonna die.
I like
early.
Ice cream sandwiches.
We're all gonna die.
I love ice cream sandwiches. I did not know that fact because I usually just eat the box.
Bro, I literally like learned about this like in a stream. I was like in a stream, and I just brought up ice cream sandwiches, and this chick was like, "Bro, you know they can't melt." I'm like, "Bullshit!" And she pulled up a video like of a time lapse of somebody just leaving it out on a plate, and like you saw some liquid come out, but that was it, bro. It didn't like really shrink or anything. I'm like, "What the fuck, bro?"
Nope, we are all in big trouble.
This is sick.
Pop Tarts ice cream sandwiches. So, and he got charged for that. I'm just
as he should.
He's a girl.
He should.
I mean, the charges is higher than I thought.
You see that when you see that face, that mugshot, you're gonna see. You go, that's somebody that would assault somebody with.
Man, that mugshot looked like drugs are really bad.
He assaulted somebody with a Pop-Tart for sure. There's no question. That guy definitely did. It's not an OJ situation. He did it. This guy threw a Pop-Tart at somebody.
Well,
he would do it.
Well, he is on footage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wish they showed it. I was waiting for them to show that footage. I wanted to see that.
Well, unfortunate for him, there was no glove involved.
No, apparently not. But the owner sustained injuries. Like, come on, let's get real. This is like the Disney lawsuit. Like, you did not sustain any injuries from that. Let's get real, okay?
But you know, Pastor, what kind of glove is this anyway, man? Are we sure it didn't shrink after getting wet?
Silk. It was good silk.
And also, look at the. What does the employee expect to get out of this man? Does he think he has any assets for this lawsuit? Like, what is he going to get if he wins?
He didn't give him his nickel bag, so he wants his nickel bag back.
I don't think he's going to win much. The guy might go to prison, but I hope if there's like a civil suit, he's not going to get anything.
If you go to prison for a Pop-Tart throwing,
listen, gotta happen.
It's bad.
That's what's happened.
They're not even locking people up for stabbing people these days, so he'll be fine.
Just end it yourself.
He'll be
bro.
All right.
If they didn't lock OJ up, that man got a bad deal.
Pastor, let me ask you a question. You are adventurous. You like to explore. Mm-hmm. Would you go on an African?
Hey, yo, he asked another man if he was amazing.
No, that is great.
I don't even know what they're getting at. You are adventurous. You like to. You did say you wanted to live in a place where they bomb it every day. That's not adventurous to you guys? I don't think. I think
it
so.
It sounds very adventurous.
He's like, I want to live. I forgot. Where did you say you want to live?
Syria.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're just sipping your coffee and you get bombed. It's very. That seems adventurous to me. So, would you go on an African safari? You know, where you go on the little car.
Yes. Who wouldn't? That's dope.
Yeah. I'd go.
Mo. You would go on an African safari? Are you from
New
York? Yes,
what's wrong with you?
You guys are... Eddie, would you go?
Probably.
You all.
Now you know you're retarded.
an 80-year-old woman.
How often do you think bad things happens on those
things? An 80-year-old woman was killed.
I'm not 80-year-old or a woman.
An 80-year-old woman was killed on a safari because an elefante ran over and flipped. I have you muted, by the way, because you keep talking over me. You're getting drunk now. An elefante ran over and flipped the car and killed the woman. Let me say this before I unmute these savages. Nobody should be going on an African safari. There should be nobody going with lions and tigers and elephants. You are all...
Now you know you're retarded.
I don't care who it is. I don't care if my mother's on a safari. I don't care. You could be the smartest person in the world. You are all retarded for going on a safari. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone with how many people go, why would you not go on a safari? You don't want to get eaten by a lion? Look at this 80-year-old woman. She has contusions. She is dead right now because she wanted to be adventurous and go on a safari. You know what this is like? I don't know if anybody's seen this show. They got this show called Gangland on the History Channel where they go, today we're going to teach you about the Bloods from San Francisco. And today we're going to teach you about the Crips from Chicago. That's like watching that show and then going, you know what I want to do? I want to go visit the Bloods in Chicago. I want to go walk around where they sell drugs and I want to shoot. I want to get shot. This is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely preposterous. Why you'd put yourself in this danger is dumb.
And just because this lady was 80 years old and she had osteoporosis, she shouldn't have been on that bus.
Or diabetes.
She died. But everybody else lived.
I know you all were muted the whole time.
That's fine. I don't care. The point is, the
elephant flipped the thing over. This is not the first time an animal has attacked a safari bus.
That's fine.
Gritty, where was the driver?
I don't know what the fuck. Wait, you think that thing goes fast?
Of this vehicle get out?
That thing don't go fast.
My point is, you see an elephant coming. You don't sit there, all right? I wouldn't blame the people on the safari. It's the guy driving.
Can we also point out that elephants are really intelligent creatures, and they don't attack people randomly. Elephants don't do that. So somebody in that group, like, elephants are very intelligent. So anything that, if that elephant acted that way, either he was teething, or there was a situation where somebody did something to him. Yeah, just like this whole thing when they're ready to mate, they can get aggressive. But usually elephants are not known to attack. So what the fuck do you do to the elephant?
And Pastor brought up a good point. Only the lady died? Only the lady?
Only the fragile 80-year-old?
Other people have died on safaris. It's not the first time.
We're not talking about other safaris.
On this particular trip, in this area.
It flipped the bus. It flipped the dang on bus.
And did she have her seatbelt on?
Did she? Because you know white folks, especially when they own, don't like
this could be all her own fault. If she didn't have her seatbelt on.
Or you could just stay your ass out of the damn
follow
desert.
Follow the rules.
Stay out of the damn desert.
We have flourishing cities.
We have flourishing cities and architecture and structures for a reason. Then you go, let me go to the forest and be an idiot and die. Let me go back to my ancestors. Let me go back to when we were hunter-gatherers. Go out to the... You know we used to get killed out there, right? They used to eat us.
And we used to kill them.
Why would we be out
bro,
there?
What are you saying? What are you saying about the people that live there right now, bro? What do you
mean?
They got no choice.
They got no choice. Bro, the
hippos. You know we used to have bears roaming all over the place, mountain lions too. I mean, we still have those type of attacks in America.
Nah, bro. Y'all wilding out. All of y'all are bugging out. You will not catch me on those fucking safaris.
I think you just saw.
You mean a bitch?
I've seen a video of a tiger jumping into the bus on top of everybody. Y'all wilding out. Yeah, I'm not trying to get eaten. No, thank you.
Hey, most animals just actually don't just run up and attack humans.
I'm not trying.
Especially
to find
rare.
Out.
Especially a group of us.
I'm not trying to find out. Y'all can do the Gritty Knows Best Safari without Gritty.
My man said, oh my God, an old lady died when the bus flipped over. That checks out. That checks out. If a bus in Manhattan flipped over, she would have died, bro.
No.
Come on. Get out of here. The elephant had nothing to do with the dime,
bro. The elephant got aggressive.
The stand hit her just the right way.
The elephant got aggressive.
And how loose is this term, bus?
Oh, well, it was sure a safari. It was a safari thing, which it's not even gated at all. They could just run in.
Did Owen make the bus?
I mean, was this like a tour bus?
It was like every safari.
Like a van?
It was every safari bus I've ever seen.
A Volkswagen bus?
No. You guys have seen safari buses, right? It's always the same one. It's the one where they have like the little, they have like one bar and then they're exposed to the elements. Like, yeah, that's what I want to be in a van that's exposed. They're all the same. Every safari. I just watched Love on the Spectrum. They went on a safari. It was the same bus. It's not like you have like any protection.
Whoa! Why are they taking kids with special needs to safaris? That's a little bit neglectful.
Why would they not do that? They're adults. That's, they're not children.
Hey, okay.
They deserve to be there more than you.
Now that sounds like free meals.
They deserve to be there more than you. They were like in love with Disney. They wanted to go to where the Lion King. They wanted to see the Lion King.
Oh, so they went to a like that type of safari. That's not.
They went to a regular safari. They went to one where you're in the fucking bus. And you walk around and you go, oh my God, look at the lion. Oh my God.
In Africa or just
in Africa? They went to Africa, damn it. Insane.
So you support a bunch of people with special needs going into safari.
I'm not saying that they're any better.
You're judging?
I'm not saying they're any better.
And you're losing your mind over this 80-year-old woman that.
I'm not losing my mind over the 80-year-old woman. I'm saying that you see the possibilities. You see the possibilities. You see what can happen. You will not catch me out there.
You're ageist against old people, bro. You don't want old people to have fun.
I'm not ageist. I didn't say that only that old people shouldn't do there.
He's an ableist.
I'm ableist?
He's okay with autistic people getting eaten by lions, but nah. Something bothers him.
I wouldn't have brought him. Turns into jerky. I wouldn't have brought him, but Netflix brought him. Talk to Netflix. They brought him.
And you know what? You made it sound like the elephant like stomped her out, bro. He just flipped over the bus.
Yeah,
like,
he didn't do like what that other elephant did to that Chinese lady.
Not the first time this happened. All right, y'all go on a fucking safari.
It won't be the last time, bro. Shit happens.
Sometimes you just gotta get eaten.
Nah, bro, for life, bitch. Bro, you know you could be walking to Starbucks and somebody's AC falls on you, bro.
The chances of that are a lot lower.
Or my lion comes out and eat you.
Well, the chances of me dying to an elephant are lower than that. How about that?
Not if you're in a safari.
I'll go right up
you
to
you live
elephant.
In a safari with crackheads and
I'm used to that. I'm used to that. I know how to navigate that. I don't know how to navigate no damn line.
Where you're at right now, bro.
Your neighbor is a literal fucking elephant just yelling all fucking day, making sounds.
I know how to navigate.
What are you talking about?
I know how to navigate this environment. I don't know how to navigate no jungle.
You can get stabbed any day by a
I don't know how to navigate no jungle. I don't know how to navigate no jungle.
I feel safer in the middle of the woods than your neighborhood.
Yeah, okay. Sure, buddy. Right. You are all...
Yeah, you have more of a chance of being murdered.
By
your black former football player husband in your neighborhood.
Yes, thank you. You're not wrong.
I would love to see you all go into just get released into the wild and see.
You know what? If you fund our trip, we'll all go and film for you. We'll bring all the footage back.
I will. I would love to see you guys walk up and do whatever you want in the wild and see how many of you come back. I would love to see it.
Do whatever. We'll do whatever we want. Worst
and he said he'd rather
nature.
Just be in the forest. He said he'd rather just be there. So you can just walk around. See what happens.
Well, you know what?
Walk around. Maybe. See what happens.
You know, this reminds me of a trip we took to the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah,
and they had this. They had this train ride that you would go through, and the animals.
Yes,
I think like come up to the train, perhaps something like that. And so the train is just starting to start, and this woman, this friend that was with us, says to the guy driving the train, "Well, can the animals get close to us?" And he goes. He goes, yeah, they can. And she goes, well, I want to get off. And he goes, too late.
That'd have been me. I'm like, yo, let me get out of here, bro.
He was petrified during the whole trip.
What kind of animals did you see?
I don't know. It was, you know, there's
you ain't going on
Wednesday,
right?
I mean, it was a long time ago. We did see some animals. I mean, no one really got that close. It was no big deal.
Right.
I've never gotten that close. An animal got that close to me at the Bronx Zoo. So,
I'd rather deal with a safari than OJ on a good day.
Well, you don't got to worry about him anymore. You don't got to worry about him. Did you guys see the restaurant in New York that is utilizing virtual cashiers from the Philippines? Did you guys see that?
What the fuck? Why? They're outsourcing cashier jobs now?
Can we even understand them?
I forgot what this place is called, like San Chicken or something, and it's I guess a Filipino restaurant.
Five piece and medium fries.
So anyway, Mo has Tourette's. So that you go to the restaurant and there's instead of checking out with just a person in front of you, a physical person, it's an iPad with somebody in the Philippines, and they're just working the system on their end. They check you out, and that's it. What do you guys think of that, Pastor? You love the future.
They don't
want
to pay us anything anymore. They don't even need us anymore.
I think all these immigrants coming into New York need to get jobs, and they're taking jobs away from them.
Taking jobs.
Well, they don't even need to come. They don't even need to come to America anymore. Just stay in your country. Apparently, they're gonna give you our jobs anyway.
They've been doing that. Forget that.
Now they're doing it openly in our face. Like, hey, now they used to just do it in the back. Like, hey, call center, and then you just call Verizon. Like,
call center.
Pastor, you love Star Trek and things like that. You know, you had wet dreams about things like this.
Oh, yeah, they're full of immigrants.
What do you think about this technology?
Oh my God,
you love technology like this.
Well, I heard a story, I think this past week, about Fresh Market and some other store that was promoting themselves as you just walk out and they were saying that AI was keeping track of what you were buying, and when you exited the store, that you'd be like registered with the store, and through facial recognition, they would charge your credit card, for your groceries. And it's been found out that it is not AI; it is a series of cameras throughout the store, and there are people like in India monitoring, like what you buy, and recording it and then charging you.
Oh,
I don't like that.
How about paying people in another country? You just pay for regular like Walmart security or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, well, I think they're discontinuing that because the word has gotten out or something like that.
Well, the thing about what Eddie brought up is when I was watching the video about it, apparently they choose to pay the people overseas is because they can still pay them instead of, because what their logic is, the same thing that happened in California where they were like, oh, we want you to raise the wage, minimum wage. So they were like, all right, we'll relent. We'll raise the minimum wage. But now that we raised it to $20, your burger is going to be raised $2. So in this case, for this restaurant, I guess, they're saying we don't want to do that, so we don't have to bump up the price point of your food. That's what they said. So we could pay these people in the Philippines the same amount of money we're going to pay these people here, but in the Philippines, it's worth way more. Like, it's way more money to them. So they're living.
That's not my problem. The other countries are not my problem.
Well, I'm just giving you the rap.
I'm tired of every conversation to be about the other people. I don't live there. Mine's all
about America.
Well, I mean, this is something that I've argued with people for a long time. You know, you'll have people who say that, you know, the point of owning a business is to make money. And, you know, my point has always been there needs to be a balance between being profitable and...
Pastor, but none of this money that goes overseas to these people is going to come back in the economy. It's just gone now.
And you didn't let me finish my thought.
You let me finish.
All right. I've always thought that you need to strike a balance between being profitable and being a good American citizen.
Yes.
Like, agreed. Oh yes, you can automate all these jobs, but you know, it wasn't that long ago, and you know, it was during my lifetime where companies were profitable, and some companies were really well known for treating their employees well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it seems that the longer I live, that the needs of the United States, the needs of the people of the United States, you know, just paying taxes so we can fix some roads, it becomes less and less and less of a priority. And that profit becomes more and more and more of a priority, to the point where, all right, go ahead and automate everything, but who's going to buy your products?
Yeah. And it seems like even when we try to allow other countries to come in, like TikTok, like we have a problem with them just even doing business. So even if we had another country have a company and they come in and actually give us great wages and everything else like that, it seems like that's a problem too. Well, so where are we supposed to get support from? Right. Is it supposed to, like, where's the American spirit supposed to come in?
I mean, you know, we have a small grocery store up the street from us. You don't feel like getting in the car and going to one of the bigger markets. I mean, this market is big enough. It's competitive on some of the products in the store, and the people who work at that market, a couple of them I know walk to work. You see them, you know, it's a part of the community. You know, it's nice to do business that way sometimes than some anonymous person that's put up with a bunch of crap throughout the day in one of these big box stores, and you try to make nice with them, and you know, I'm not criticizing them, but they're just not having it because they've had enough. You know, it's like the people who do business in America these days, like, somehow think that we owe them our money. And the fact is that we don't. And the longer I live, the more places I just don't spend my money anymore there. Because they're not offering me anything. I mean, no. you put a product in a box and you know make me walk across the store that's the size of a warehouse or an airplane hangar. And then expect me to check myself out? Well, what the heck is that?
The nerve.
There's no incentive. There's no human interaction. There's nobody that I can go up to and say, oh, do you know anything about this product? Would you
this
one is better or that one is better? What do you There's no one there.
There's no one there. Now we just got a bunch of elderly people walking around just in Walmart, for example, because most of the day this is their hobby. I don't actually need that, actually, lady. Occasionally
you can go to like a Boscoff's, or you can go to a JCPenney if you can find one that's open, and you want to buy a suit or something like that. You've got people there that will measure you, that will give you advice, mm-hmm. that will show you something else that this might look better on you.
This seems a little tight. Let's try this one.
Yeah. I mean, I used to get treated very well at JCPenney, which is not there anymore. And Boscoff's, once in a while, you can find some. The one time I went in to buy some shoes at a Boscoff's, and at first I was like a little irritated by the guy because he was like, no, I wouldn't. I told him what I wanted. It was for work. I was on my feet all day. And he's like, no, put those shoes back. Try these. And I wasn't prepared for the customer service. That's why I was getting annoyed with him, right? I'm like, he's going to tell me to put these shoes on. But then it occurred to me, oh, this is actually the way we used to do stuff. And that was one of the best pair of shoes I ever wore.
And I was about to say, he's not telling you to not buy the other pair. He just said, try these first, you know?
And he knew what he was talking about.
You got so disconnected from the human interaction that you absolutely got annoyed at somebody that was actually at doing first, something you like. You actually want people to do that.
Right.
See?
He was giving me something I wanted, and
your brain was reprogrammed to think,
Right. So you are not in favor of the Filipino cashiers.
No,
I'm not in favor of people getting paid in another country because that money will never come back.
Let me tell you
to the economy. It's just over there forever now.
Let me tell you what.
Paying off their debt. That's all. That's what America wants. They just want to give them the job so that they can pay the debt that they owe us faster with their shit. I'm assuming that's what it is, because they're really quick to get these immigrants or people from overseas to do this work. I mean,
I love the Filipino cashiers. I love it. There's nobody really there. The Filipinos are grateful. They have respect. They're great people.
Oh, no, they are great people.
Oh, wait. They're great people. They're getting paid.
Well, that's great.
I'm not done. I let you guys go on a political rant just now. They're great people. They have respect, and they're getting paid a lot of money. So you know what they are? They're happy. You know what I see when I walk into places these days? Frowns and disrespect. I get disrespected. People, they grunt when you ask for. They grunt at you. I've been You know how many times I've been grunted at in the store? Hey, can you tell me where the such and such is? I go.
Well, maybe that's you. Maybe
I go. Okay, what are you?
No. I did get grunted a few times.
Okay, leave this to people
I've
who go.
Grunted at
leave this to people who go outside. Okay, sit this one out for 5 seconds. Listen, leave this to people
who deal with people. Outside. And I do go to a store. I never get any attitude from anybody, even if I do ask.
Because you don't talk to people.
Even if it is like
you don't talk
to people.
Yeah, because you won't even talk to somebody.
Exactly.
In a store.
You know what? Because you're the one that grunts. That's why. You're the one that goes. You're the one that grunts. So let us talk about this. We've all been grunted at. We've all seen it. And I'm like, hey, can you show me where this is? You know what the Filipinos? They're in their house. They're having a good time. They go, hey, how you doing? You know they're
you know
cheerful.
They can't grunt 'cause they don't know.
They're cheerful. They're having a good time because they're in their country. They're getting paid well. I am for the Filipino cashiers. I love it. Keep them coming. Bring them everywhere. Bring them everywhere. So that way, you know, the people that get the job at the place, they'll be more grateful. They'll, you know what? It could be run by Filipinos right now. So let me smile. Let me smile right now. I'm down with
it. You know what? Another thing. Just because they're getting paid, they're not obligated to smile at you, bro. They're not obligated to have a good time.
Hey, that's one thing I disagree. If you serving me, bitch, you better smile.
Better smile, bitch.
I don't agree.
Because if I was serving somebody food, I would smile.
As long as the food is what you ordered. That should be good enough, bro.
Nah, that energy makes the food taste bad, bro.
This is the difference. This is why if Mo and EJ were in some kind of business right now, Mo would be climbing the ladder and EJ would be cleaning the ladder. He wouldn't even be anywhere near the ladder. He wouldn't even know it existed. Mo would be an executive in like 3 years and he'd walk in, you know, flip EJ. Hey, how you doing, buddy? How's it going? EJ's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't get paid enough here. When am I going to get a raise, man? And Mo's going to be like, why don't you raise your fucking teeth out of your mouth and smile for somebody? Why don't you put a little bit of effort in your work? Pastor, you've been around since the 40s. You know what good customer service and work used to look like.
I do.
There you go. Pastor knows.
Let me tell you the best customer service I ever got.
Ever.
Ever.
At a massage place where they touch
you. And then when you're
done,
I'll tell you the worst group customer service. What race is the worst?
There used to be a place called Fashions of India. They started in Mohawk Mall and then moved over to Rotterdam Square.
What did you buy,
Mall.
A sari?
What's that?
What did you buy, a sari from there?
No. I used to buy jewelry from and the woman who owned it was Indira. The way that I started going there is I described a friend of mine. I was buying a birthday present and she picked out something when she showed it to me. It was like, all right, this is this person, right? I mean, I could just see it. From then on, I would go and I would buy jewelry for my mother for her birthdays and for Christmas. And like I would buy, you know, out of like a ring, a bracelet, earrings and necklace. Say I would buy the ring and the bracelet to start. And then I would go and I would say, what else do I need to get? And she would remember. She met my mother. She used to pick stuff out for me all the time. I would bring friends in there. One time I brought a friend in there and he just didn't know what to get his mother. And he knew his mother didn't like jewelry. But He described what his mother looked like to Indira. She presented him with a set of jewelry, and he goes, "That is exactly my mother." Wow. And that, and his mother wore that set of jewelry all the time. But she normally didn't watch, wear jewelry. Best customer service.
All right, now let's do improv. You pretend you're yourself. You're coming in, and I'm Eddie, and I work for Indian Jewelry. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Hey, how you doing today? Is Indira working? Hello? So I was in here a couple months ago, and I bought my mother.
See, that's where you messed up already, because I would have been like, she don't work here no more. She left.
End scene. There you go. So if you're looking to hire EJ,
fired, all right, she's gone.
That's what you have in store for if you're looking to hire EJ. Now, Crow, what were you gonna say about something?
The worst customer service group. Anybody want to guess what culture, what group is
worst? I'm
white, so I'm not gonna say a damn thing.
I'm not saying nothing.
How are you, father?
This is like a setup question, bro.
You're asking.
I'm asking, why? What group do you think has the worst customer service right now?
Oh, right now?
Yeah, what race?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've gotten grunted at by a lot of different kind of people.
Yeah, I'm going to say Ukrainians.
Oh, goodness.
Why, they're depressed because they're getting beat in the war?
Wait.
God damn.
That's very specific. I don't think I've met a Ukrainian in my life.
Ukraine? I figured they would have a lot on their mind.
Right. That's true.
They're
losing territories left and right.
I don't even think they're in an emotional state for customer service.
Well, why don't you give us the answer, Crow?
It's black folks, okay?
I figured that what it was.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's okay. It's horrible. It's the worst customer service I've ever experienced in my life. This is the first time I ever rather deal with white folk in a store. Like it's ridiculous.
Did you have a recent experience that triggered you?
Yes.
Well, tell us.
Listen, there's a new restaurant, and the food is actually good, right? Over in Herkimer, Jamaican American. Now, food great, owned by a husband and wife. The wife is Caribbean, the husband is American, white American. So they have a mixture between the styles, which is a great idea. But they just hired this lady. Now she's cool in the sense that she's from Brooklyn and from the city, and you know, we was talking about the show. But when I first entered there, she had the whole head tie, sweater on. She looked like she just woke up out of bed, rolled over, was like, I'm supposed to give this shorty my money? Like, she looked like somebody's auntie that was supposed to be there to rob you. I say, hey, good, what's good? What's popping up? She's like, good. Basically, black woman, good. I'm good. So, you know, I'm just sitting there trying to make conversation. You know who I made conversation with? The young 22-year-old dude and the grandma. This lady who was taking care of my money had the worst customer service. I said, I don't want to talk to her. Damn. I don't want this lady.
No, but she didn't do anything disrespectfully.
It's the style. It's no smile, no interaction. It's a waste of my time.
Now, I'm not saying, by the way, that these people need to, like, you know, be on hand and knee for you, and they need to, like, give you a 40-minute
conversation. That's all I'm asking for. Good. How are you? Good morning.
It's quick. Yeah,
here's my special.
Just a quick interaction wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
What's your name? Quick
pleasure to meet you. We just opened.
Yeah, my man's playing 20 questions at a restaurant.
Communication without
attitude. It's not 20 questions. This is what you're fucking supposed to do. Hey Eddie, let's role play this. You come into my brand new restaurant. Come in.
But all right, but again, when I go in there, I'm not going to ask you your name. I'm going to tell you what I want, and that's it. I'm going to hand you the money. I'm not here for small talk.
Nigga, enter my restaurant.
He wants to role play with you.
Hey, what's up, man? Can I get a burger and fries?
Hey, good morning. How are you? Welcome. Welcome. I got you on the order. I got you on your order. My name is Maurice. We're a new restaurant in the neighborhood. You said burger and fries. What type of burger? Here, if you want to take the time to look through our menu, you can. Or if you want to just American classics.
Let me get the number two.
You got the number two? Okay. That comes with bacon. And we put onion rings on that. Is that okay? You want it? Onions, peppers, anything off you prefer? Your ketchup, mayo?
No, it's all good. It's all good, man. That's all good.
How no much? Ketchup, how no mayo, no mustard?
No. How much is this going to be?
Oh, this is going to come up to about $8. A matter of fact, also here's this. This is a card with a QR code as well as our DoorDash. Anytime, anywhere.
See, I don't want to. All right. See, now I got to stop the role playing. I don't want to have a whole fucking conversation where I'm just trying to place an order.
I said new restaurant, new customer. Now, maybe you a weird fucking old because you are, but most people enjoy interactions like that.
I don't want too much of an interaction. I don't want too much.
That's what I'm saying. Bro. That's a lot, bro. Like, it's fine when you say.
I said new restaurant.
Don't ask me my Zodiac.
So, Mr. Maurice, I want to place my order.
Okay.
Hello. Good morning.
Why is everything in the
mobile? I would like the number 7.
Okay.
The buffalo burger.
Okay.
With Swiss cheese and lettuce and, uh-huh. and tomato.
This is where writing down comes from.
This is what it says on the menu. And the mushrooms and the onions. But I'd like that buffalo burger without the onions and without the mushrooms.
Not the mushrooms.
And I'd like it without the lettuce.
Okay.
And I'd like it without the tomato. And I'd like it without the Swiss cheese.
Wow. You must have had a tough stomach problem last night, brother. Well, I got you on that order.
That was nice.
You better stop fronting, bro. Like, getting this get sick. Like, bro, you just, bro, dead ass. You, I know you, bro. You would have got sick. You would have been like, bro, it's just a hamburger, bro.
I don't care. Because this is what I'm going to tell all my employees. Bro, when you have those stories.
Bro, you never dealt with these kind of dickheads before.
I know. I deal with you. So bro, I'm familiar.
Who's had jobs before? Who's had jobs before?
I'm talking about custom. I'm talking about like McDonald's type jobs, bro. Like, I don't know how many videos you've seen.
Yeah, but
these people
it's about the energy you bring to every job you go to. He's describing the energy.
There's too much energy, bro.
No, that was good energy.
That was nice.
Great energy, bro. If I have problems like that, my employees know to go in the fucking back, and we can make fun of Father Richard in the back. Like, this fucking moron made me do all of this. I don't have to do it in his face.
Yeah, it was nice. He said, hey, you must have stomach problems. LOL. Done. Quick. Over. Yeah. Done.
See, Pastor, I would hit you with it. That's just a fucking hamburger, bro. That's you just literally said it on 7.
This is why you can't step on the ladder. You get the ladder out the room with this guy.
Well, no, this is why I'll be the boss, so I'm not the one dealing with people, so we don't lose business.
Eddie, you don't even want to deal with the books, okay?
You're damn right, bro. I don't want to deal with none of these
people. How are you gonna run a business from, like, you have to run a burger shop from in your house? You have to go there once in a while and check up on it?
I'll just Zoom call him, like, hey, how's the business?
I know how he's going to do it. He's going to apply and pass himself off as a Filipino.
That's it. You got to run the business like a Filipino.
Good idea.
That's how you're going to do it. You're going to run your business from your house.
You know what? I'm about to do that now.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm just going to be a Filipino and apply to the work.
What's your Filipino name?
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out once I learn some of the language so I can at least kind of play the part.
Right. Right. Well, I'm sure we'll all be dying to go to your business. We'll all love it. We'll all have great customer service. Great customer service.
That's just a fucking hamburger.
As we wind down here, we have one more story. This one really pertains to the Crow and I. Pastor and EJ don't know anything about this. So Crow and I are big fans of the reality show Cheer. Are we not, Crow?
Yes.
That's right. Now, there's two seasons. It's a great show, but we are anxiously awaiting the third season of Cheer, and it does not look like it's going to happen. Womp, womp, womp. It's where Netflix, they follow two different schools that are two colleges that do competitive cheerleading. We're not talking about just like, oh, give me a V, give me, like, no, these people are doing quadruple backflips, somersault splits.
So this is like Step Up, but a series instead
it's
of a
like,
movie.
No, not Step Up, Bring It On, but like times 10. Like, bring it on times like 1,000. Like these people, like these chicks, they practice like five times a day. They throw them up in the air. Next thing you know, at the end of the episode, a chick broke her neck. Now they go, all right, now we got to get somebody else. And that chick breaks her ankle. You got one guy vomiting on the side. Like these kids are going in, bro. This is like college level, high elite cheerleading, all right? And then they do a good job. They bring, you know.
Stay on beat. We've been going through this for 3 hours. No dinner.
Kids like, and then so they have that whole aspect of you watch the kids just like die every day in practice. But then they Netflix knows what they do. They know how to build a good story. It's like every episode was like formulaic in the first one. You get like, okay, we have to get ready for the big cheer competition. We have to beat our rivals. And then you'd see this is as soon as you see somebody go, oh man, Joshua, he's great. Like he could do like 10 flips. He's fucking awesome. You already know. 2 minutes later, you're about to get the saddest story you ever heard. Whenever you highlight somebody, you go, oh, shit, this guy got raped. This chick got, like, you know, left in a barn for 2 years. Like, you know, you'll see him like, oh, Cindy, she could do such a good split. You fast forward, like, 5 minutes later. Yeah, my mom used to beat me with a cattle iron. Oh, no. It was so bad. It's like, I'm like, how they, like, the whole team is like this. Like, everybody was abused.
I was diagnosed with cancer at 6 years old, and my mother was a national state champion when she was back in her day.
And she died.
And she always wanted me to be a cheerleader, too. So when I got diagnosed with cancer, we didn't know if my dream would ever come true until I beat cancer. And I promised myself I would never lose again to anything.
This was the playground that I split my head open. I was in a coma for 16 years. When I came out, I did a backflip, and I knew I wanted
to. This is just cheerleading drama.
But it's awesome, though. The show is awesome. So good. The show was great. Good. Now, the speculation is that we're not getting a season 3 because in the community, I would even say, there's a lot of bad things, a lot of sexual deviancy going on. There was.
What do you think's gonna happen?
Well, I mean, listen.
Why is sexual things gonna have to happen?
No, but I'm just saying. Look at fucking the other thing Netflix made that attracted creeps, bro. Oh, don't be throwing kids in short skirts.
Well, Netflix didn't produce it, but anyway. In the cheer community, there were people taking advantage of kids. It was really sad. You really didn't get that till season 2. So I think what I heard was there was more of that stuff was going on, and like sexual misconduct was going on. So they just canceled the show. Now, that's what I heard. That was the rumor that on both teams, because on season 2, you found out that on the main team. From season 1, there was a guy, he got caught up with some kids. It was not a good look. It was horrible. It was really bad. So they showed that, though, in season 2. You saw him go to prison and everything.
Yes.
They walked out with the hard drives like he was Jared Fogle. Like, they were in there. So, I mean, it was insane. It was really heartbreaking stuff. But we're not getting a season 3.
What the fuck? All we needed was them to clean up the sport, not cancel the sport. It's too rampant, man.
I think it's too rampant because you got a lot of older guys, a lot of older people working with, like, because it's like any other sport. You have the Pee Wee League, and they'll work with kids, and shit will just happen. It's disgusting. It's heartbreaking. But there is a light.
Quiet on the set, too.
Forget it. Quiet on the set. They've got nothing on what's going on over there. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, okay?
Say something.
We are not getting a cheer. But we are getting another Cheer docuseries by the people who created Cheer. And they are following the famous Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. There is a new series coming along. I think it's a 7-episode series that Netflix is producing called America's Sweetheart. the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders coming this summer. It's about to get crazy. We're about to hear about divorces. Now we're getting into adult category, so people are going to be getting divorced, foreclosures. People are going to be cheating on other people.
The life of a cheerleader now, a professional. Oh, this is going to be good.
It's about to get
y'all
crazy.
Y'all can keep all your loving hip-hop, loving basketball bullshit. This is what I like. Yeah, this is what I like right here, baby.
And now you know the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are bad. They're baddies.
Bad.
I saw them open.
So bad.
They did something for WrestleMania, I think 39 or 38. Bad. Baddies. So I can't wait to see the draw. Somebody's probably going to end up throwing
Total
a drink.
Divas, you
they
got
might
competition,
not, they might
ladies.
Not get too crazy because they have a lot of like conduct rules and like morality clause in their contract, so it's not going to be like Bad Girls Club or anything like that, but there'll be some backstabbing. They'll be like, you know, I was going to go for that role, but then she did this, and this person, she's talking shit about me, and you know, we're going to see.
I can't wait.
You know, then like, you know, we have to throw down at the big competition to see who's going to make Matt. It's going to be sick. It's going to be epic. So we're not getting cheer, but we're getting another cheer-esque show. Going to be awesome. Get your fucking pom-poms, ladies. Mo, learn how to do a backflip. Learn how to do a somersault.
I'm going to be practicing my backflips. I'm going to pick a few bruises
You're gonna
this summer.
Mo's
going to
be injured on the next episode. He's going to be in a body cast. You thought that fall from down the stairs was bad.
Crow, what happened? I broke my neck trying to do a backflip.
A man tried to do a 360 40.
Broke I tried to do pros and backwards. Top steps.
So you already know that we're going to be reviewing at least the first episode of the show.
We got to.
You already know we're going to
be
coming
at you. Can we do three? Can we do just three?
Well, I'm saying, we'll do at least the first one. We can't promise any more of that, but we will do the first one. We're going to let you know how it's going. It's going to be epic. I mean, because cheer was epic. Remember when they showed, they filmed through COVID. They filmed through that big Texas storm where everybody's ceilings were breaking up and people were dying of, you know, they were dying of frostbite and stuff like that. I mean, that show was out of control, man. The first season was epic. I mean, absolutely fucking epic. It was insane. And then shit got crazy on the second one. Things got a little too much.
I was supposed to keep the show going on so that when
keep
it was time
it clean,
for me to have kids,
people.
I could have sent
God,
my kids over there.
Now you're ruining it for everybody. So there you go. There you have it, Pastor. You have a show that tickles people every Saturday or Sunday now. Why don't you tell us about it?
It is the No Name Yet podcast, which is available on Rumble, YouTube, X, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
What about Rumble?
I said Rumble.
He said Rumble.
Okay. All right. I didn't hear you. I wasn't paying attention at all. I'm not even going to lie. All right. Anybody want to say anything before we go?
I love you. There's nothing you could do
There's
about
nothing
it.
Nothing you can
like,
do about
subscribe.
It.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Hallelujah. Right. Peace and love. See you next time.